Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is today's commentary.
Michael, there were three articles in the paper that I read over the weekend, and they're all related. They're not on the same subject, but they're all related to the same topic. And one of the headlines is several million U.S. workers seen staying out of the workforce indefinitely. Several million. Now, you hear Biden talk about inflation, how it's not his fault, it's Putin's fault. Well, actually, it's Biden's fault. Part of the reason that we have inflation and that we have these supply chain issues is because we have an extreme labor shortage. One of the reasons we have an extreme labor shortage is the federal government has once again extended the COVID emergency. So the federal benefits are still going out. So people are still being paid not to work. And that article was on April 15th. Becerra, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Becerra extended the benefits for people who don't want to go back to work. And so we have a labor shortage. Biden is responsible for the labor shortage. By the way, just as a side note, we've had over 2 million people who have illegally immigrated to our country in the last 18 months. What are they doing? Are they working? apparently they also are living off of benefits because the number of people in the workforce is still considerably millions of people lower than it was previous to COVID in 2019. And then the last article is California is now considering a four-day work week. Now, the idea here is that if you have a four-day work week, you'll reduce unemployment. But there's a catch. You can't lower the weekly pay. So they're moving to a 32-hour work week. It's not four 10-hour days. It's four 8-hour days. But you still have to pay them the same. You still have to pay your workers the same amount that you were paying when they worked 40 hours. And so it's just these are just staggeringly dumb ideas, and they're coming from every area of the Democrat Party.
And that's our commentary for today.